Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Good to see you again, and welcome back to Advance Your Wealth with Homer Smith. I am Ryan Ruff, your host and moderator, but as always, I'm joined by Homer, private wealth advisor, and we're going to be jumping into another wealth management discussion as we do here on the show. And today, you know, we're going to be talking about just a handful of considerations, to say the least. When it comes to building and preserving and transferring wealth, naturally, the wealthiest among us, tend to do it the best. So we can look at them and draw insights and actions from those wealthy and super rich individuals, as you heard us kind of define them as on this show in the past, and adapt some of their own efforts for our own. So today we're going to be examining five personal finance lessons from the so-called super rich, those with a net worth of at least 500 million or more, and the steps that they take, or in some instances don't take, in terms of, you know, providing some really actionable steps for you and yours to be able to draw some, you know, wisdom from their experiences. So with that, let's go ahead and welcome on Homer, and we'll get into the topic of the day. Homer, good to see you today. How you doing?
Hey, Ryan, good to see you as always. Looking forward to the discussion.
Yeah, you know, Homer, there's a lot we can draw from looking at the so-called super rich and what they do or don't do. So let's start off from kind of a high level in kind of a big picture takeaway from today's conversation. How do you look at the super rich and how they ultimately build their wealth as a whole?
Yeah, and this is a discovery I made, you know, probably 10 plus years ago, and I was kind of looking at where I was going to go in my career and really where are the wealthiest families out there and what are they doing to build that wealth. And what I found was, and I think you hear this a lot, is that people build wealth through concentration and they protect wealth through diversification. And, you know, so what we found is that the wealthiest families are typically concentrated in their wealth on a particular area. So they're not, you know, trying to find some, you know, penny stock and make some really smart, timely investments that turn into huge wins. What they really focus on is something that they enjoy, do really well, know really well, and go all in on that subject. So whether it's real estate or a private business, they tend to build a significant amount of wealth through that process. And so again, it's a different mentality than trying to strike it big on just a couple of plays. They don't really think that way. They think longer term. They typically think much more big picture in how they build that wealth.
All right. This is good to know, Homer. So why don't we go ahead then and open up today's conversation into some of these key considerations. What's the first one you have in terms of these big five lessons that the super rich enact?
Yeah. So the first one is that their goal is, and they tend to work with the best experts they find. Or can find. And you know, while that might seem like a pretty obvious lesson, who wants to hire, you know, second and third tier professionals to manage their wealth? What we find is even with some of the super rich families that we work with, they're not always as well served as we would think they would be or that they think they are. And that, they often need, you know, a second pair of eyes to take a look and notice that there might be some issues. And, you know, there's a lot of, in our space, there's a lot of what we call pretenders out there that are professionals that they're not intentionally going out to do bad service for their clients or to give bad advice. They're just not in a position to be able to deliver the best guidance to those clients, whether it's they can't, they don't have access to the best solutions, or they're just not knowledgeable enough in the very best ways to provide those solutions to those families. And so, you know, they might have some level of technical expertise, but it's just not at the level that a family of that size needs when it comes to the broad wealth that they have. And so it's really important that they have in each of the key areas of their lives, whether it's tax planning, estate planning, asset protection, investment, wealth planning, to truly have the best professionals working for them.
Yeah. And that's been kind of a recurring theme on this show, working with that team of professionals to address these different concerns. If you're a frequent listener, you've heard us say that a time or two. But Homer, let me ask you that. How does the super rich really navigate the identification process and really finding those top tier professionals to work with?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of ways. I mean, it's always hard until you really start to work with them and dive in to see if they really are that true consummate professional. But I think a couple of ways. First and foremost to me is getting quality referrals from other professionals you work with. So if you have a really good tax partner or a legal, you know, team or wealth manager, and you need the best leaders and advisors in those other areas, getting an introduction from another very competent advisor, I think, is going to be by far the best way to at least have some sense that, hey, if they're well vetted by the other professionals we work with, there's at least a better chance that they are going to be in the best position to provide good guidance to me. And then I think another way related to that is, once you get that referral, is to do some research on your own on them. And are they providing thought leadership in the industry? Are they quoted in articles on these complex topics that you are dealing with? Do they have designations that again match the issues that you're facing? So between getting an introduction from another professional and then doing some research and seeing, are these professionals out there providing their expertise to the world in a way that provides at least some, again, more sense that they are an expert in that field, or at least have a lot of experience in that field, I think is really important.
Certainly. So Homer, then we've got this idea of making sure you assemble and work with that team of top tier consummate professionals. That's at lesson number one from the super rich. Let's move into the next one. What do you have for us here?
Yeah, I think it's really important that these families, and what we learned from these families, is that it's important to them to go beyond the numbers, and that the best professional doesn't simply mean that they're good on paper and can put a really good strategy together. It's important that they also get to know the family really well and the outcomes that the family really wants. And that's, to me, a really critical step. Is there's a lot of really smart technical advisors out there in the legal space, the tax space, wealth management space, that can put together some of the most amazingly complicated strategies that can solve for goals that the clients might have, or reduce taxes or whatever it might be. But if you don't really ask the client and go deep on what is it that they really want for their family, what are the outcomes that are most important to them, that solution that might be really technically brilliant may have no place for that family. And so for an example, when we do estate planning work with clients, we're not attorneys, we don't write documents, but we do a lot of the work and helping them think through their options. We always start with a conversation of how simple or how complex they're willing to be to get to the outcomes they want to get. And some clients, at the end of the day, while the complex solution with all sorts of trusts and all sorts of intricate planning would provide the best tax outcome for them, it may not provide the best outcome for their family or for themselves to manage it. They may want something really simple, and it has its own advantages and disadvantages. So that's the most important step to know, is because if you end up spending all this time, energy, putting this really complex solution in front of the client, they're just going to, at the end of the day, not do anything, which isn't good for them either. And so again, making sure you really focus on the outcomes that family wants, I think is the most important lesson there.
Sure thing. I mean, we talk about that concept of a life of significance. Well, that doesn't just happen. You don't get there by simply just taking the analytical approach. You got to take the holistic view on everything that the family has, and as we've talked about on this show before. But all right, lesson two in the books. Homer, what do you have in terms of the third lesson that you find the super rich really implementing a lot?
Yeah, what we find, and again, I mentioned earlier, typically these super rich families build their wealth through concentration. So again, whether it's real estate or private business, and they tend to be very savvy negotiators in the space that they are experts in, what the business they're building or in real estate, and they tend to get very good deals and don't just stop at the real estate or the business within there. It's kind of in a lot of facets of their lives. They always are looking for getting the best outcome for their family from a negotiation standpoint, and are looking for cost-effective solutions. Interestingly enough, though, the one area we find that they don't tend to do much negotiation in is with their professionals. And so whether it comes to their attorneys, their tax professionals, that's one area that I think there's a lot of things that are kind of hidden behind the curtains in our industry. And so one of the areas we try to focus on with the families we work with is kind of pulling those curtains back and extending that negotiation to the professionals that they work with as well, and making sure they're getting cost-effective solutions from their professionals as well. We want the best solutions. We want the best professionals working for them, but we also want it to be cost-effective there. And so negotiating in all phases is one of the other key lessons.
Love that. All right, Homer, let's keep it trucking along here. Lesson number four from the super rich. What do you have for us on this front?
Yeah, there's an old saying, I think from the Reagan years around the Cold War with the Soviet Union, is to trust but verify. And again, it's really smart professionals out there that can put really good solutions in front of you. But it's still really important that you, especially with how complex some of these solutions can be and the magnitude of the impact that some of these strategies could have, it's really important that you often get a stress test or a second opinion. So oftentimes the first way we're brought into meeting with a family is to run a stress test or run a second opinion on whether it's a specific strategy they're dealing with, or again, looking at the entire picture and making sure that everything they are doing is in line with achieving the outcomes that they're trying to get to. And again, when we're talking about the size of the dollars we're dealing with, they're wanting to and needing to have multiple eyes on a lot of these solutions. That's another area that I think, you know, people that don't have that much wealth, but still have more than enough wealth where these decisions have significant magnitude on them, you know, they really should be doing more around getting second opinions on their overall financial situation.
Sure. And folks, for any, you know, questions or insights into what that second opinion looks like or discovery meeting, you know, Homer and I have had multiple conversations on this show surrounding that concept of utilizing a stress test, getting a second opinion, and all that kind of goes into those. So of course, if that's something that interests you, check out the titles of the episodes in past months and be sure to get up to date on that. But Homer, good stuff so far. Let's move now into that fifth and final lesson that we can pluck from the super rich here today. What's on this front?
Yeah, I think the one last lesson to talk about today is the importance of keeping your emotions in check. And what you often find with the super rich families is that's something that they have learned to do, or maybe potentially naturally have an inclination towards, that's helped them build that wealth, is they are able to keep their emotions in check when it comes to making big decisions. And one of the ways they do that is, if we go to earlier in the lessons of surrounding themselves with really good professionals, is they create these sounding boards within their professional network. So it's not just them sitting there trying to figure out, you know, what decision is right for them, is they have a team of people, whether it's, you know, their financial advisors, their CPAs, their attorneys, or, you know, management teams within their business. They build really smart sounding boards to help them make those decisions, especially for big ones that can get emotional.
Sure. And look, we all make emotional decisions in our life. It just, when you make them surrounding wealth, they can be a little, literally and figuratively, a little more costly. So in the, you know, when we look at the super rich, then how do they typically steer clear of this and stop, keep their emotions in check and allow them to stay logical when maybe they're faced with a difficult circumstance where an emotional decision may be warranted?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, even I have a hard time sometimes on this, because I would call myself generally a logical person and try to make logical decisions. But then we deal with people, and people generally aren't logical. But what allows, I think, these super rich families to do better at this is they know they're in a position to take their time. And so they don't tend to fall prey to pressure sales tactics and limited time offers. They're in a position to get those types of deals, whether there's a time crunch on them or not. And so they really tend to focus on making sure they gather all of the relevant information for all of the best strategies that might be available to them to get them to their goals. You know, really understand the advantages and disadvantages so that they can make a smart decision on how to move forward. So I think that's a big part of it is the willingness and ability to take their time to make the right decision and gather all that important information. So that would be the last piece there.
All right, good to know. So Homer, for anybody out there in our audience that listened to one of these key lessons and thought to themselves, ooh, I could be doing better in this specific area, and better yet, it'd be nice to sit down and talk with Homer and his team on how I could be doing better in this specific area. Homer, what would be the best way somebody can get in touch with you guys to just open up a dialogue and maybe chat through one of these lessons and how they could implement it in their world?
Yeah, I think, as we mentioned, one of the most important lessons is getting a stress test or second opinion on whether it's a particular strategy that you're looking at, or again, your overall situation, and wondering whether you're fully optimized to achieve the outcomes you're looking to do. Would love to have you reach out via email, and we'd be happy to set up a time to talk and just go through your situation and ask some questions and get to know you a little bit better and see if running a second opinion or stress testing process would make sense.
Perfect. Well, Homer, I know you're a busy guy and you got clients to serve, so we'll let you get back to doing that. But thanks again for jumping on today and getting through these five big lessons that the super rich kind of leave some breadcrumbs of knowledge, if you will, behind for us. So thanks, Homer.
Thanks, Ryan.
Of course. And hey, folks, as always, we want to take one final moment and thank you guys for stopping by and being with us on the show today. If you learned a thing or two, you took something away from it, make sure you subscribe to the show on whichever platform you checked us out on today so that you don't miss out on some great information between conversations featuring myself, Homer, maybe one of our esteemed guests here on the show. Either way, by subscribing, you won't miss out on some of that great content. Before Homer, I'm Ryan. We're going to go ahead and say so long now. But once again, we want to thank you for stopping by and being with us on Advance Your Wealth.
All opinions expressed by Homer Smith are solely Smith's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Integrated Wealth Concepts, LLC, Integrated, or its parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Smith on television, radio, internet, or another medium. You should not treat any opinion expressed by Smith as a specific inducement to make particular investment or follow a particular strategy, but only as an expression of his opinion. Smith's opinions are based on information he considers reliable, but neither Integrated nor its affiliates and or subsidiaries warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such. Smith, Integrated, its affiliates and or subsidiaries are not under any obligation to update or correct any information provided. Smith's statements and opinions are subject to change without notice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Neither Smith nor Integrated guarantees any specific outcome or profit. You should be aware of the real risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed by Smith or anyone else. Strategies or investments discussed may fluctuate in price or value. Investors may get back less than invested. Investments or strategies mentioned on this website or in the show may not be suitable for you. This material does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. You must make an independent decision regarding investments or strategies mentioned by Smith. Before acting on information you hear, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor. Investment advice offered through Integrated Financial Partners, a registered investment advisor. Integrated Financial Partners provides investment advisory services through several doing business as names. The information in this material is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Integrated Financial Partners does not provide legal, tax, mortgage advice, or services.